Health Matters Now and a report published today suggest that the spread of HIV in southern Africa could be more closely associated with dirty needles than previously thought. Researchers writing in the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology say transmission rates appear to be linked to the use of non-sterile needles in the medical profession. This is an important finding because up to now the main focus of efforts to halt the spread of AIDS has been on safer sex education. And it has to be said there are those in the medical profession who doubt the importance of needles in the transmission. I've been speaking to the main author of today's report, Dr. Stuart Brodie, but also to Dr. Michael Warraby from Oxford University. First, Dr. Brodie on his findings.
In the latest report that we have, we refer to a study done by the South African Human Sciences Research Council. They did a very large study sampling over 8,000 people and found that 5.6% of 2 to 14-year-old children tested positive for HIV, and that's about 670,000 children, and it's a rate that's almost three times larger than the usual estimates for mother-to-child infection. The same survey noted that white children in South Africa had an HIV prevalence of 11%, while their parents had an HIV prevalence of about 5.7%. So that points to an important role for transmission from a source other than mothers, and very few children under 15 in that South African sample reported any sexual experience. So that and other data suggests it's not likely to be sexual.
So if it's not coming via the mother, and if it's not coming from sexual transmission, you're saying that it has to be from needles used, not necessarily in, you know, intravenous drug use or anything like that, but by the medical profession?
That seems to be the most likely culprit. We don't see very much injecting drug use in Africa, and the little that is there is not so much in South Africa as in Tanzania and Kenya, and even those rates are very, very low in comparison to the UK or the US.
Dr. Warraby, do those figures make sense to you in terms of the way they relate to the importance of needles in the transmission of HIV?
The figures make sense in that they're the figures that came up in the survey. Whether or not they point to dirty needles is still a question that needs more research done. What we found recently is when you zoom out and look at the broadest picture possible, it doesn't look like dirty needles play a really huge or dominant role in sub-Saharan Africa as a whole in terms of transmitting HIV.
Scientists will always argue over what the true meaning of statistics are, but Dr. Warraby, is your concern that if the needles route is highlighted as being more important, then that will perhaps have an effect on the ground in the sense that people might say, well, if it's I'm getting it from needles, I don't need to worry about my sexual practices so much?
I think my concern is the same as Dr. Brodie's, and it's really just to home in on exactly what's going on. And with our different research programs, we seem to be homing in on potentially different things, or at least different roles for sexual versus parenteral or dirty needle routes.
Dr. Brodie, I guess that even if dirty needles are playing a more significant part than we might have thought in the transmission of HIV, that wouldn't necessarily, you wouldn't want the people to extrapolate from that and ignore the safer sex messages that they've been getting.
Well, they've been getting those messages for a very long time, and HIV continues to rise, and there have essentially been little or no attention paid to injection and other healthcare exposure safety. I certainly agree very much with my colleague on the phone that more research is needed. In fact, there's never been a properly done study that looked at all the exposures.
So you would want the medical profession in Southern Africa to have access to clean and sterile needles for all inoculations and so forth, and I guess everybody would. But would you also at the same time suggest that the safer sex messages are worthless, should be ignored?
You know, as I say, there's been so much money spent on that, and we just see things getting worse and worse and worse. I would like to see the money and resources spent on ensuring an end to healthcare-borne infection.
Right, so you'd take money out of safe sex messages and put it into buying new needles, sterile needles.
Actually, I'd prefer auto-destruct needles so that it's not possible to use them again.
Okay, and Dr. Warraby, how would you react to that as a plan?
In terms of how important the role of public education in terms of safe sex is, I would just remind listeners to look at what's happened in Uganda, where very early on, a country with extremely high rates of HIV infection put together a very aggressive approach through public education to press that safe sex message. And in the same decade that we've seen prevalence in South Africa go from less than 1% to about 20%, Uganda's prevalence has dropped very considerably. So I would be, again, in favor of homing in on what really is going on. I think what's going on is that sex is still the dominant mode of transmission, and therefore, if we do need to ration money in terms of where it's spent, then I think that should be in proportion to the importance of the roots.
Dr. Michael Warraby, and you also heard from Dr. Stuart Brody.
No.